It is Friday, June 11th. I'm Sam Cedar.
And I'm Lucy Steiner. Which one of these stories will you be talking about today?
Child labor is on the rise, and the pandemic is making it worse. A new report by the United Nations puts numbers on a problem that is pervasive, yet hidden to many Americans. Meanwhile, California's Democratic leadership gears up for a major courtroom fight over gun control. Gavin Newsom has nothing at all nice to say about the federal judge who struck down the state's assault weapons ban. And lastly, new opinion polling reveals that the world feels way better about the United States now that Donald Trump is no longer in the picture. Can Joe Biden leverage these warm fuzzies for diplomatic advantage on his big international trip?
You're listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie, and these are the stories you need to know.
This concerning update on one of the most shameful practices in global capitalism comes from CBS News. The world has marked the first rise in child labor in two decades, this according to the United Nations yesterday. And the coronavirus crisis threatens to push millions more youngsters into the same fate. In a joint report, the UN's International Labor Organization and the UN Children's Agency UNICEF said there were 160 million children laborers at the start of 2020, an increase of 8.4 million in 4 years. The rise began before the pandemic hit. It marks a dramatic reversal of a trend that had seen child labor numbers shrink by 94 million between 2000 and 2016. Children and teens between 5 and 17 years old who are forced out of school and into working are considered child laborers. CBS reports that just as the COVID-19 crisis was beginning to pick up steam, nearly 1 in 10 children globally were stuck in child labor, with sub-Saharan Africa affected the most. Even in regions where there has been some headway since 2016, such as Asia and the Pacific, and Latin America and the Caribbean, COVID-19 is endangering that progress, according to the report. The agencies warn that unless urgent action is taken to help ballooning numbers of families falling into poverty, nearly 50 million more kids could be forced into child labor over the next 2 years. Sometimes, it feels like we're racing back to the 19th century. This report on the struggle for safety from gun violence comes from the Los Angeles Times. California Attorney General Rob Bonta yesterday filed an appeal to a federal court decision that overturned the state's ban on assault weapons, arguing that the law is needed to protect the safety of Californians. The appeal seeks to reverse last Friday's decision by a U.S. District Judge, Roger Benitez, who said that the state's three-decade-old ban on assault weapons is an unconstitutional infringement on the rights of California gun owners. Newsom, who was elected on a platform that included expanding gun control laws, said, quote, California's assault weapons ban has saved lives, and we refuse to let these weapons of war back onto our streets, end quote. Newsom criticized Benitez, calling his decision shameful. He said Benitez was a stone-cold ideologue and, quote, a wholly-owned subsidiary of the gun lobby, end quote. The Times says that the case has implications for gun laws beyond California. Six other states in the District of Columbia follow California in adopting their own assault weapons bans. Congress enacted a ban in 1994, although it expired 10 years later. Though other courts have upheld assault weapon bans, supporters of the gun law worry Benitez's decision is part of a strategy by the gun lobby to get cases to the Supreme Court, where appointments by Donald Trump are seen as more sympathetic to Second Amendment arguments. In the meantime, there was another deadly shooting yesterday, three dead in a Florida Publix.
Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend. And regardless of what you order, receive 10% off your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. And all shipping is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at JustCoffee.coop.
Washington Post reports that President Joe Biden has promised the world that America is back as he takes his first trip abroad as president. A Pew Research Center global survey released yesterday shows that many believe it. Trust in the U.S. president fell to historic lows in most countries surveyed during Donald Trump's presidency. Under Biden, it has soared. In the 12 countries surveyed both this year and last, a median of 75% of respondents expressed confidence in Biden to do the right thing regarding world affairs. That's compared with 17% for Trump last year. 17%. 62% of respondents now have a favorable view of the United States versus 34% at the end of the Trump presidency. The Post notes that the findings come a day after Biden touched down in England on the first leg of a trip through Europe. On his agenda, a meeting of the Group of Seven Nations in Cornwall, a NATO summit in Brussels, and meetings with British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, Turkish President Erdogan, and Russian President Vladimir Putin. Pew findings suggest that he'll encounter leaders whose publics are confident in his leadership. Skepticism about the United States' dependability remains. Among the 16 publics Pew surveyed in 2021, the proportion of respondents who said the U.S. is very reliable was below 20% in every place. Good vibes are always contingent on the outcome of the next elections.
And now for some quicker quickies.
Quicker quickie.
German state broadcaster Deutsche Welle reports that police in Frankfurt have decided to disband the city's Special Task Force, or SEK, following the discovery of far-right extremist messages in group chats. 17 officers were suspected of spreading hatred, inciting texts, and symbols of former Nazi organizations. Hey, maybe they can find jobs in America. The New York Times reports that famine has afflicted at least 350,000 people in northern Ethiopia's conflict-ravaged Tigray region. The UN and international aid groups said yesterday it is a starvation calamity bigger at the moment than anywhere else in the world. It's not at all clear whether help is on the way. CNN reports that the Senate yesterday voted to confirm Zahid Khoshari to be U.S. District Judge for the District of New Jersey, making him the first Muslim-American federal judge in U.S. history. Prior to his confirmation, Khoshari had been serving as a United States Magistrate Judge in New Jersey. How telling that it took this long to mark such a first. The Washington Post reports that the Labor Department released a workplace safety standards for risks posed by the coronavirus yesterday after more than a year of debate. The emergency temporary standard will apply to only healthcare facilities, much narrower purviewer than many advocates, labor unions, and Democrats had pushed for. This is a bust for the Biden administration because every worker deserves protection.
Quicker. Quickie.
That's all for the AM Quickie. Join us this afternoon at noon live for the Majority Report or later as a podcast.